Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line, the newest member of the New Orleans Saints, safety Abram, Jonathan Abram. Jonathan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you guys for having me.
Jonathan, we had Deuce on, and him and I were talking about it, that, you know, Mississippi guy from East Marion High School in Mississippi, and you go to Georgian and Jones Community College, and then, man, those last two seasons at Mississippi State, kind of a tilt-the-field type player defensively there. But it's not worked with you with the Raiders. What was the big kind of catch with you here with the Saints? Who was the biggest recruiter for you here to get you to sign with New Orleans? Because I know you had other teams that were interested.
I mean, the biggest thing is, you know, just looking at how, you know, they plan to, you know, how we talked about them utilizing me and things like that of that nature, joining such a dynamic, you know, defense already, you know, with guys like Cam Jordan, you know, got Khalil, I don't want to say his name wrong, we just signed from Sanders from Kansas City.
Okay, Colin Sanders.
Colin Sanders.
DeMario Davis.
DeMario Davis at linebacker. In the secondary, you got Marshawn Lattimore, one of the top corners of the league. Tyrann Mathieu was getting at an all-time high throughout his entire career. Marcus May, you know, the list goes on and on.
What was the vision they gave to you on how they're going to use you with the team?
Pretty much, you know, how the Raiders, you know, initially started playing me this past season. So, you know, moving me around, you know, keeping me around down the box, you know, kind of like a Swiss Army knife, you know, playing a good role on special teams and things of that nature.
Yeah, you know, Jonathan, I was going to ask you, the one thing, you look at your career at Mississippi State, the 27th overall pick in the first round, what would you say that your strengths right now versus maybe what you have to work on? Because you always want to have, you know, a decade, a 10-year type of career. Because to me, it would just stand to reason that I said eight in the box. I'd want you in the box. And that I know your toughness and you could contribute on a high level in special teams. So what would maybe you have to work on more? Because I know one thing. Because I played quarterback professionally, 14, 15 years, early 80s into the 90s and stuff. And that when you set up a game plan, if they think you're the weak link, they're going to come after you. So what do you have to do that whenever, if you're on the defensive side, not special teams, but you're on a defensive unit to maybe solidify and challenge your offense that you can come after me, but I'm going to make plays?
I mean, pretty much everything. I mean, you know, some people have doubts about certain things, you know. And in the past, you know, they feel like I've been beaten on certain coverages. But, I mean, some things, you know, were seemed as if it was my fault, you know, due to my effort and, you know, playing at such a high tenacity. You know, sometimes I was just, you know, and hate to say it, but in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Jonathan, one of the things you've seen in this league, being in the right spot, right situation, right fit is so important for longevity in this league. You know, and Bob's got the best comment about it. Man, being out of the NFL, the world sucks. I mean, you know, because you're getting paid a lot more money than you'll ever see before. So you want to have that longevity, and fit, I think, is so important, you know, for later on in your career now and also later on in your career.
Yeah.
You know, along those lines, Jonathan, I wanted you to say, how did you handle, because this is a lot of adversity. You know, you got to be mentally tough as a player. Just look at last year. You remain with the Raiders, what, the first eight games, and then you got Wade, then you with the Packers. They pick you up two or three games, and then two of the games you're inactive. Then you go with the Seahawks for the final six games. How did you handle all that? Because you had to feel like a mercenary. I'm just like, okay, I'm going to just go wherever they tell me to go, and I'm going to try and contribute. But that had to be hard considering that's all in one season, being with three different teams.
So, I mean, because I'm trying to understand the question. What's the question?
Well, the question is how you handle the adversity of being on three different teams, considering that you are number one draft pick, and you want that stability, but then that wasn't that long ago, in 2019, you're number one draft pick, but all of a sudden, you're on three different teams in 1 year. How do you handle that adversity?
I mean, I don't really take it personal, you know. More so, like you say, I just try to figure out how I can help contribute, you know, because it's not really about me. You know, it's about helping the team win, no matter what team that is, you know. And the goal is to win a Super Bowl no matter where I'm at, who I'm playing for. So, you know, trying to just do my small part in such a big role, as, you know, because it's a team sport, you know. It takes 11 players that on each side of the ball at all times to contribute and do their part to make sure, you know, things turn out how we want them to. So as far as handling the adversity, I don't really think it was adversity, you know. It was just more so me. The biggest adversity was just me moving, you know, from home to home, you know. As far as, you know, trying to figure out how I fit in on each team and, you know, what I can contribute and what I can help bring to a team, you know, that never changed. You know, like I said, simply just trying to do my job and just do the best I can and just being who I can be, you know, making the guys around me better.
Jonathan, growing up in Mississippi, come on, you had to be a Saints fan. You know, most Mississippi people, they got a few of them in maybe North Mississippi, they Titans fans, but you had to be a big Saints fan growing up in Mississippi.
Oh, of course. You know, we didn't have a team, so, you know, coming down to New Orleans, you know, just a skip away, so we got to come down and see a lot of games growing up. So, you know, I was always, you know, because it feels like I'm playing for the home team, and I have a lot of family from Louisiana as well.
Now, Abram, what about look at your relationship with your future teammates? They are now your teammates. Tyrann Mathieu or like a Marcus May. Have you talked to any of them as far as are any of the whole secondary? You know, how's your interaction been so far with the Saints, and whether it be with coaches or players?
I mean, it's been nothing but positive, nothing but love, you know. You know, I knew those guys kind of before I got here. You know, Tyrann's already reached out to me. So, you know, I look forward to, you know, getting to know these guys and spending time with them, the coaches as well, you know, just building a relationship and going from there.
Jonathan, I was telling Bob a little bit about your bio, that you played some quarterback at East Marion, and you ran some Wildcat when you were at Jones Community College. His first comment to me is, man, I know one thing. Jonathan Abram got to be smart. Yeah, you can't be a dumb guy and play quarterback. So that was his first comment to me. But your high school career sort of mimics a little bit of Bob's, that you guys played both quarterback and safety.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun, you know. I miss playing quarterback, you know. It's kind of, you know, what draw me towards football. You know, had a big impact, you know, touching the ball every play, you know, and trying to get back to that, you know, trying to get back to touching the ball in the league a lot more.
You were a really good prep baseball player too, correct?
Yes, sir.
What that skill set, you know, because, man, I look a lot of times, the really good safeties in this league, they have a baseball background.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, Mike, it probably was when you grow up, Jonathan, correct me if you think I'm wrong, I don't know, whatever the season is. I don't know. It's football season. Play football. Oh, it's basketball. Let me play basketball. You know, track or
run track
baseball.
In track season.
Yeah, or baseball. Let me play whatever the season instead of just like specializing. Did you grow up in your community? Is like because I know any program director in the community say, okay, Jonathan, we need you out here for all these sports to be able to contribute for the community.
Because today's world, they man, is specialized today.
I mean, you know, back when I was in high school, you know, they kind of pushed me to do everything. You know, if you can do it, you know, why not do it? So, like I said, the biggest thing for me, you know, growing up, you know, my demographic was more built around football. You know, that's what, you know, the people supported. You know, that's what the people made me feel was more important than baseball, which kind of, you know, shaped my path up until now.
Jonathan, did Derek Carr play a role in recruiting you to the Saints?
Of course, you know, he's a great guy. You know, he's a great teammate. You know, I love being around him, you know, and I look forward to being around him and building more, you know, off the relationship that we already have. So, of course.
Now, you know, Jonathan, it just caught my attention because you look at like 19, 20, 21, 22. This will be like your fifth year, right? And you had to be a teammate of his at Mississippi State. How about JT Gray? And what he's done in the National Football League, all-pro, special teams player. So you got to be excited to hooking up with JT Gray again, considering how he's parlayed his career. And let me tell you, we had a stud in Chris Banjo from SMU, and then I remember doing the radio, like, man, why are we getting rid of Chris Banjo? And he goes to the Cardinals. He does outstanding. And then it was like it was not only an A in Chris Banjo, but then we got an A-plus and JT Gray. So what is your relationship with JT Gray? Because I know he'll be on you and get with you and say, hey, I know we got to be dominant as a special teams unit. And if we're not to be the best, we got to be amongst the best.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, JT's my guy. You know, I look forward to, you know, getting back with him and, you know, spending time and, you know, going out there competing with him, you know, trying to make some plays, seeing if I can, you know, I'll compete him on special teams and try to take a couple plays from him, you know. Put on my own plate, you know, but, you know, JT's not going to make that easy, and I know he's going to be the ultimate competitor, and I look forward to it. He's only going to make me better.
Jonathan, what stands out so much about you, your aggressive play out on the field, and you can run. You can run the field, sideline to sideline, and certainly up the field. The blitz part, we saw a little bit of it certainly at Mississippi State. Especially in 2018 where they had you coming off the edge. I think you had maybe 3 sacks that particular year. Is that something that you really like to do, is maybe get involved more, a little bit more as a blitzer coming off the edge?
Of course. I mean, sometimes, you know, I feel like God should have made me to be about 6'6", 280 so I could be a pass rusher. You know? I feel like, yeah. You know, they have the best job in football, you know. They get to prey upon guys, you know, going backwards, and, you know, they get to use strength, speed, and they know where the ball is at when the guy's back is turned. So, you know, it's a fun job.
Now, Jonathan, what gives you the most satisfaction? Because, you know, as a player, you remember every big play that you make. Is it like a fumble recovery or is it interception? But what comes into play? You can have a significant pass breakup. Or you get a tackle for a loss, then you hooping and hollering and all that. So what really?
Scoring a touchdown.
Go ahead.
Scoring a touchdown.
Oh,
no
okay.
No matter how you do it.
Like scoop and score, a pick six or something?
Pick six, scoop and score, sack, fumble. No matter how you get it. Scoring a touchdown is the ultimate feeling. I think that's why a lot of guys choose to play offense.
Jonathan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We really appreciate it. And, man, wish you the best here in New Orleans and back home in the South now.
I appreciate you. Thank you guys for having me.
All right, Jonathan.
Thanks so much. Jonathan Abram, the new Saints safety, who just signed up today, agreed to terms last night. And we'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.